Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some vaccine news now on the Johnson & Johnson inoculation. A booster shot can provide up to 94% protection against getting sick with COVID-19. So says new data from the company. Dr. Lena Wen joins us by Skype. She's emergency physician and visiting professor of health policy at George Washington University. Dr. Wen, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you. Great to join you.
Now, we should first say you are a participant in this trial, as I understand it. What is the big takeaway for you, and how well the Johnson & Johnson booster seems to work?
Well, the big takeaway for me is that a booster dose does appear to be needed, regardless of whether you got the Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You are well protected if you got the one-dose J&J vaccine, but if you get a booster dose, you are even better protected. There is a very strong antibody response after the second dose. Also, individuals who got the two-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine as opposed to the one dose are better protected when it comes to symptomatic illness and when it especially comes to severe illness. But that said, here's what I don't think the takeaway is. I don't think the takeaway is that people who got the one-dose J&J vaccine have to go out and only get a second dose of J&J. There are mix-and-match studies being done by the NIH, and I know that for me, especially as a woman under the age of 50, because of the very serious side effect of the blood clotting disorder associated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I think I would rather wait until I see the other data.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned this because when the J&J shot first came out, I remember it had a lower protective rate than the Pfizer, the Moderna vaccine. So for people who got the Johnson & Johnson shot, how do they pair that data with this new data? How do they kind of put it together and decide what to do?
I think it's difficult because right now our federal health officials are not able to make any recommendations on a mix and match regimen. And that's because all the data are coming from pharmaceutical companies themselves who are not going to be doing the mix and match studies. The NIH is doing these studies and other countries like UK and Germany are recommending that particular approach.
Okay, so just to avoid confusion here, when you're talking about the potential of mix and match, what patients should even think about that question in the U.S.?
I think that an individual right now who received the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine who is particularly high risk, let's say an older individual with chronic medical conditions, maybe they live at home with somebody who is unvaccinated and is exposing them to high risk, that individual should speak with their doctor now about whether a booster shot may be recommended, including especially a booster shot with the Pfizer vaccine, because that is what has received full approval. I think everybody else could wait until the second dose of Johnson & Johnson is authorized by the FDA or further mix and match results are officially out.
Okay. And let's talk about the timing here on boosters in general. Last Friday, scientists advising the FDA recommended the Pfizer booster only for people over 65 and at higher risk. The CDC has a meeting on this question this week. How far off do you think boosters are for the general population? And how far off for children between 5 and 11?
I think many people have already taken matters into their own hands to get an unauthorized booster. The CDC result or CDC data show that about 2 million people have already done this. I really think that this is only a matter of time before boosters are allowed for a larger group of people. You mentioned people over 65. Also, I hope the CDC will come to a broader recommendation and allow boosters for individuals who perceive themselves to be at high risk. When it comes to children, I'm very optimistic about the results that Pfizer released yesterday. I am hopeful that they'll submit for authorization very soon, that the FDA will then take several weeks to review these data. The most optimistic projections of timing are that children 5 to 11 could start receiving the vaccine as early as Halloween.
Finally, let me throw in a question on the flu shot. What's your recommendation on getting it and when?
People should get the flu shot as soon as it's available to them. If you are getting a COVID booster, there's no reason to wait, as in you can do both of those things at the same time. We know that people are getting together more this winter. Also, why not prevent something else that could also cause substantial suffering and illness?
Dr. Lena Wen, emergency physician and visiting professor of health policy at George Washington University. Thanks, doctor, as always.
Thank you.